Low end, meet the high end.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. The Consumer Electronics Department at Walmart is getting a makeover this week. You might get confused and think you've fallen into a Best Buy. Marketplace's Janet Babin joins us now from North Carolina Public Radio. Good morning, Janet.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. What's this makeover look like?
Well, about 18 months ago, Walmart started to sort of dip its toe into offering higher-end electronics like Sony and Samsung flat-screen TVs, and it went pretty well. So now the Wall Street Journal says Walmart's whole electronics section is getting a makeover. The displays are going to be bigger and more user-friendly, and top names like Nintendo and Apple will be getting their own sections. And plus, these displays, Bill, are going to be more interactive. Before, Walmart was so afraid of getting ripped off, it would keep the PCs and notebooks locked away.
Right.
And that's not really the best way to sell an interactive device, as you probably know. And the manufacturers didn't like it much either.
So is this about Circuit City having gone out of business?
Well, it's definitely about that. Walmart wants to attract those customers. And it's in a pretty heated battle with Best Buy and Amazon to grab them. And right now, Best Buy is winning. But it's also part of a larger strategy to keep higher-end consumers that have traded down to Walmart since the recession. You know, one analyst told me today, it is now hip to shop at Walmart. So these fancier displays will probably appeal to those customers that would be in the market for a smartphone or notebook computer anyway, but they're just not used to being able to pick one of them up at Walmart.
Janet Babin at North Carolina Public Radio, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
This morning, home improvement chain Lowe's announced its first quarter profit fell more than 20% from last year. However, it was still $500 million, higher than expected, and the company raised its forecast for the year. And Lowe's stock is up 6%. Some analysts raised their assessments of Bank of America and Boeing this morning. All this stuff has the Dow up 153 points, 1.9%. The Dow is at 8,422 now. The NASDAQ is up 1.5%, and the S&P 500 is up 1.75%. European markets were also up over 2% today. Asian stocks were mixed. India's market shot up 17% after a surprise landslide parliamentary victory over the weekend. The winning party favors free market reforms. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that.
Indian stocks jumped 10.7% this morning. That triggered a circuit breaker, a two-hour timeout for traders to calm down. They didn't. The market surged up again until regulators called it an early day, up 17.2%. Rajiv Malik at Macquarie Securities says investors realize the weekend vote gives the pro-business party a dominant majority.
It gives a much stronger mandate to a reform-oriented party in government to actually put in place the things that would move from being merely good to a great economic story.
India is the world's largest democracy, but it's often blasted as the slowest as far as economic reforms. Take foreign investment. India has long-standing barriers that Malik thinks will finally start coming down, and more American banks and insurance companies can go in with their money.
Along with capital, you get knowledge. There's a better way of doing things.
India's currency gained today, too. The rupee hit a four-month high against the dollar. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
The largest West Coast ethanol producer said this morning it's putting its production plants in California, Oregon, and Idaho into Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Pacific Ethanol has suffered as prices for natural gas and crude oil and gasoline have come way down from their peaks last summer.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com.
This morning, American Apparel agreed to pay filmmaker Woody Allen $5 million to settle his lawsuit. Allen had sued the clothier for using his image without permission. He called the company's ad campaigns sexually gross and infantile. They attacked his reputation. Reporter Sally Herships wanted to know, is all this hurting American Apparel's business or helping it?
American Apparel's CEO, Dove Charney, is used to causing a stir with his provocative billboards. In 2007, he used a picture of Woody Allen eating dinner in full Hasidic garb. Randy Friedberg is an intellectual property and entertainment lawyer. He doesn't represent American Apparel, but he says the company used the First Amendment as a defense.
Because we're doing it as satire and to make a statement, and it's almost artistic, it's not commercial speech, and therefore it's okay, and we don't owe you money.
The company took the billboards down, but Allen still sued. Friedberg says American Apparel went out of its way to start this fight.
100%. No question. This is marketing for American Apparel. Like this right now, this conversation, they're getting a lot of publicity for not a lot of money.
Allen demanded $10 million, but American Apparel said, thanks to a number of sex scandals, Allen's image isn't worth that much. That drew media attention to the clothing company's own risque record. Jonah Berger is a marketing professor at Wharton. I asked him how this could be good for business.
The way that consumers react to advertising is very different than the way that consumers react to regular news.
Berger says most consumers see an ad and know someone's trying to sell them something. But when they read news, their defenses aren't up. So a negative piece can be effective, as long as the company is small. Big, well-known firms risk having their reputations tarnished, but small companies' brand awareness can get a lift. Berger says consumers won't remember the details of this lawsuit, but they will remember American Apparel.
Next time some of those people are walking by an American Apparel store, whereas before they might never have thought about stopping in, now they might say, oh yeah, maybe I should go check them out.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Again, that lawsuit was settled this morning. American Apparel agreed to pay Woody Allen $5 million. In the city Woody Allen loves to hate, Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow is up 160 points at 8,428. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.